Hello, and welcome to Let's Talk Iran, providing Iranian-American perspectives on current events and policies that shape U.S.-Iran relations and affect the Iranian-American community. This program is brought to you by the National Iranian-American Council, otherwise known as NIAC. I'm Nobar Elmi, and I'll be your host. I'm here today with Elnaz Farzad and Husheng, co-hosts of Iranican Live radio show, which can be found on Iranican.com and RadioJavan.com. Iranican.com is a volunteer-based organization in Silicon Valley whose mission is to explore issues affecting Generation Iranian-American while promoting unity through dialogue and tolerance. This is done via radio and video interviews and shows, as well as via online blog. It uses entertainment in order to educate and discuss communal issues. So thank you, Elnaz Farzad and Husheng, for being with us today.
Salam.
Thank you for having us.
I'd like to start from the beginning with you all. Can you tell us how you came up with the concept, or how Iranican came to be, and also how you guys got involved in this Iranican Live radio show?
So Iranican stands, well, it's like a combination of Iranian and American, so Iranican. Mm-hmm. And basically what happened was a bunch of friends were just hanging out and realized that there's actually a void in the media, in Iranian media, that focuses on the Iranian-American generation in the United States. So what happened was it kind of, like, so this was just an idea. And our creators, who are Borhan and Iman Oskuruchi, it was in their mind. And then what happened was somebody from the Persian News Network, it was PNN, I don't know if they're still around, actually. They came along and they offered them the ability to go on air and have this show that was directed towards the Iranian-American youth in the United States. And then after that, we just ended up being a radio show, and now we're on Radio Javan. And then, like you said, we're a podcast, so you can find us on iTunes and you can find us on our website.
And so can you guys talk a little bit about your dynamic on the show? I was lucky enough to be interviewed on your show and be
lucky.
In studio.
Lucky.
And it's definitely entertaining. Tell me a little bit about your relationship with one another. Like, how do you work off one another, and what's your personality?
I'm not sure if I can answer that right now.
Actually, me and Farza, we've been friends for a little over, I don't know, 10 years.
10 years
yes. Now.
I had my first baby with him.
Yes, yes, yes. And we got separated.
Yes.
But, I mean, just...
The baby picked me.
Put joke on the side. Yeah, we've known each other for a long time. We were introduced to Elnaz when we...
Started on the show, yeah.
Yeah, when we joined Iranican.
Yeah, so I was on the show before they joined. And you guys have been here for about a year now.
On and off.
He just shows up when we tell him to show up. Yeah, and I've been with Iranican for about 3 years.
منم یه ساله فرزادم. من یک ساله که با ایرانیکنم. برهان دهنمو سرویس کرد، گفت باید بیای حرف بزنی چون آدم دیگه نداریم، فقط تو موندی و خواهش میکنم بیا، وگرنه اگه نیای من خودمو دار میزنم.
Yeah.
آره، منم چون نمیخواستم فرزاد خوش دار بزنه، مادر بچه های من بود دیگه.
بله.
میخواستم که.
Okay, so I definitely see how you guys play off of one another. I want to know, who are you trying to reach? You know, what is the audience, and what are you trying to accomplish with this radio show? Do you have a political angle, an entertainment angle? Talk a little bit more about your audience and what you're trying to do with
right.
them.
So we don't really have an angle. Basically, what we do is we try to make a show for Iranian Americans between the age of 18 and 35 who are living in the United States. That was our original plan, mm-hmm. to do that. And then what happened was we realized that the Iranian American youth between 18 to 35 are everywhere, because as we started the show, especially the radio show, and especially after Farzad and Husheng joined, we realized that we have a lot of listeners who are interested, who actually live in Iran. And actually, they are the ones who are the most active on our Facebook page, the most active on our actual blogs. Like, they make comments. They show so much interest. And, of course, from around the world, we have people in Australia listening to us, people from Sweden that make comments. So we realize that they're everywhere. So what we do right now is we try to just focus on people who are 18 to 35, just basic Iranian youth who are all around the world. It's kind of like a global village. So We speak to everybody.
یکی از دلایلی هم که من خوشحالم که با ایرانیکن کار میکنم، حالا گذشته از هر گونه شوخی و ذره شیطنت، اینه که این یه وسیله شد برای یه سری حرفایی که در جامعه ایرانی گفته نمیشه. ما تو چندین برنامه داشتیم، یه برنامه داشتیم به عنوان نگوزشته. چرا انقدر همه ما ایرانی‌ها اینو شنیدیم که نگوزشته این کارو نکن؟ آره تابوز. یا مثلا بعدم مثلا فکرم حتی اگه مثلا چهار نفر آدمم اینجا حرف ما رو بشنون، یه بچه کوچولو که ترانسجندر یا گی و مثلا الینیتد فکر میکنه که هیچکی دور و برش نیست، تنهای تنهاست، اگه یه دونه مثلا یه پادکست ما رو بشنوه یه ذره امید بگیره، ببینه که نه اینا مسائل نرمالیه، در همه جای دنیا هست، راجبش صحبت میشه، من فکر میکنم اون وقت ما کارمون رو انجام دادیم. من دلیلی که اینجا الان هستم همینه.
Yeah, and we've realized that the younger generation in Iran dealing with the same issues that the younger generation in the United States is, or in Australia or Europe or wherever they live.
Plus که مرغ اونجا خیلی گرون شده.
Exactly. Other, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that expensive here though, right?
That's great. Well, so I want to know, what are the specific topics or subject area? Because I noticed you don't do a lot of political talk. Right. And I'm wondering, was that done on purpose? And if so, have you gotten any kind of pushback?
Right.
What are the subjects you typically focus on?
So we have actually had shows that focus on politics. Mm-hmm. You know, whenever there's either an election in the United States or an election in Iran, when that whole Green Movement thing was happening, we had a show on it. You know, we bring people who are involved in those arenas. So pretty much, but we don't try to stay away from it. Mm-hmm. But basically anything that the younger generation is facing, we try to focus on that. We actually get a lot of our ideas for topics on the show from our fans.
ما خودمون اتنشن سپن من و هوشنگ اصلا پایینه، ما نمیتونیم پالیتیکس بشینیم فکر کنیم و صحبت کنیم.
ایرانیکن اصلا کلن گروه سیاسی نیستش، اصلا اول برنامه ما نبوده که اصلا فقط مقصودمون به سیاست باشه. ما همه زوایای جامعه ایرانی رو راجعش صحبت میکنیم، سیاستش و خنده هاش و شوخی ها و فرهنگ عقب موندمون و فرهنگ جالبمون رو راجع به همه چیمون صحبت میکنیم و سعی میکنیم که اون چیزایی که در فرهنگ ما جا نیفتاده و ما به نظر ما اگه جا بیفته فرهنگ ما بهتر میشه، راجع به اون بیشتر صحبت کنیم. درست. که بتونیم با جوانانی که از این به بعد قراره ادامه پیدا کنن فرهنگ ما رو جلوتر ببرن، شاید فرهنگ ما رو
یه تغییر مثبت توشون ایجاد بکنه،
5.0 بکننش مثلا 10.0، همون 4.0 نمونه مثلا.
بعد یه سری تغییراتی هم که فقط بعد از، یعنی منحصرا مختص ورود منو هوشنگ به برنامه ایرانی که، اینه که ما زبون برنامه رو عوض کردیم. یک مقدار برنامه جدی بود، بحثا جدی بود و ما تصمیم گرفتیم که در پرده و لفافه صحبت نکنیم، یعنی مستقیما هر چی که توی دلمون هست همون رو همون لحظه بگیم. به خاطر همین به هیچ وجه ریکامند نمی کنم به آدمایی که سنشون بالاست یا تحمل شنیدن چند تا حرف بی تربیتی ندارن که برنامه ما رو گوش کنن، چون میباره.
So can you talk a little bit about I know you guys are obviously co-hosts of Iranican Live, but can you talk about some of the other programs? I know you have videos, I know you have interviews, you have other shows. Can you talk about that to a degree?
Yeah, so Iranican is involved. So we have our Iranican Reports, where we go to several events. We went to Tirgan last year or 2 years ago in Toronto in Canada, and we did a report there. We had
and for those people who don't know what Tirgan is, can you explain that a little bit more?
Yeah, it's a jam mission to Toronto. I'm here in Yamigan.
Yeah, it's a
cultural
gathering. Exactly. So it's more like an arts and music. So we were there last year or 2 years ago, and we did a report there about it. Just recently, there was soccer game with Steven Beitashur, who is an Iranian soccer player with the San Jose Earthquakes. We did an interview with him, and we reported on what was happening that night, which was the Iranian Heritage Night. So all of this can be found on YouTube. So if you just YouTube Iranican Reports, you can find everything there. On top of that, so what happened is we actually just recently got our 501c3 approval, and now we're a nonprofit, and now we can do a lot more than what we've been doing. So we want to actually throw something like Tirgan in the Bay Area, try to bring the Iranian community together. So not only from Northern California, try to bring Southern California into it, or even the national.
What about us in D.C.? Come on, we're not invited.
You know what? We're gonna start small. We dream big.
نه دریم بیگ چیچی من اینو ول نمی کنم، خیلی خوشگله. الان اول تو دی سی میذاریم بعد برمیگردیم نورمال کالیفرنیا.
I think Fars is going to follow you to Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. But so, yeah, we want to do like a music festival. We want to do an arts festival and just anything to kind of promote our culture.
So you guys have a lot of wonderful programs and a lot of events on the horizon. But how do you have funds to do this? You're in 501c3. Do you do just regular fundraising like how NIAC does our fundraising? Or
sometimes, yeah. So since we're just baby 501c3, we're actually in talks of how to do our fundraising. You know, we're going to do proposals to certain members of the community who are Poshibanemonan. So they really
support us.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I never thought that I would not know the Farsi word. And the other thing is, neither one of us get paid here.
No.
نه
کاری که انجام میدیم در میایم هر هفته یه دفعه جمع میشیم با هم جلسه میذاریم صحبت میکنیم بعد هفته بعد میریم تو استودیو شروع میکنیم ضبط کردن برنامه‌مون کاری میکنیم که خودمون علاقه داریم میکنیم یعنی هر سه چهار تایی که اینجا هستیم برنامه رو اجرا میکنیم ما
شغل ما این نیست
نه شغل زندگیمون نیست این کاری که به قول معروف واسه تفریح انجام میدیم و کاری که دوست داریم انجام دادن شو
من از شنونده هامون انرژی میگیرم
منم از واقعا با کاری که میکنم
منم از این دو تا انرژی میگیرم as you saw they are extremely energetic
از یو سا شنونده های نوبرینا فکر میکنم ما چی کار میکردیم
so you know during the breaks they dance
I can attest to the fact this is a fun atmosphere
of positive energy that I try to keep calm during the show. But so, yeah, we're all volunteer. And it's just not us. It's the producers behind the scenes. So it's Iman. It's Borhan.
It's Ashkan.
It's Ashkan, who's another producer. It's the people on the board that don't normally come on air.
Just have one last question. And you kind of answered it already, but I want to know what's next for you all, personally as individuals, but also with this show and with Iranican.
As an Iranian woman, I would like to get married and have 3 kids. And no, just kidding.
As an Iranian woman,
are we going to find Khastigars?
شوخی نمیگه تبلیغ واسه خودش بود. ولی کل همونجوری که فرزاد گفت از اون موقع که ما تو برنامه اومدیم من و فرزاد مخصوصا جزو پستای برنامه شدیم اصلا کل برنامه ما عوض شد یعنی فرهنگ برنامه عوض شد لفظ برنامه عوض شد ما تصمیم گرفتیم که هیچ
بار علمی برنامه
بار
اومد پایین
ولی خب ما در آینده به هر حال برنامه رو ادامه میدیم و ما تصمیم داریم که برنامه رو برحال هم شادترش بکنیم هم اینکه به افرادی مثل خودمون هم سن سالای خودمون بتونیم دسترسی پیدا کنیم
رنجشو میخوایم گسترده تر بکنیم
شنونده هامونو بیشتر بکنیم
ما و خیلی دوست داریم که این کار بکنیم
و سعی میکنیم خیلی معروف بشیم که اگه یه روز بتونیم یه کانترکت توپولی بگیریم در هالیوود اونم خیلی خوب میشه
آره بابا
and I'll be your groupie don't worry
من ایشونو به عنوان
اولین گروپی
انتخاب کردم
باریکلا یه کیت کات به شما میدم
Okay, guys, I'm sorry that we have to end this because it really is a lot of fun hanging with you. But for more information on Iranican Live and my favorite co-hosts, visit them online at www.iranican.com. And as always, please be sure to visit us online at www.niacouncil.org.